W4DJW.
DJW N4ZLK.
Well, hello, Shane. Are you just heading out to work?
Headed that way. I had a question for you. I heard you guys talking about EchoLink and stuff the other night, and I wanted to ask you, I got EchoLink on my iPhone, but is there an EchoLink program for the Mac operating system?
I think I've seen that on their website. If you go to echolink.org, I think I've seen where they've got software for the Mac as well. I take that back. Well, I don't know. I'd go out to echolink.org and see.
I searched it one time not too long ago, and I found something. I downloaded it, and then, of course, I'm not a computer guy, but it gave me some kind of little box that saying the program was not able to run. It was from 2011 or something, and I was looking at some comments on it, and it didn't look like that there was anything new. I mean, that was the only thing I could find, but I'll have to check. I just thought maybe you would know right offhand.
So I do know a couple of things about that. I believe Mac switched over to a Linux operating system many years ago. And I also know when I built the SVX link, that is for our EchoLink, that's what we use because it has an EchoLink module you can plug into it, that it also builds this thing called Qtel, Q-T-E-L. And Qtel is a standalone module of EchoLink with that interface that you can launch. It builds that automatically. I don't use it. I've tried it out, and it works. I had a spare pod lying around, and I could do some routing through a different network because that port, you have to do that port forwarding thing, and that's being used by our EchoLink node right now. But I'd have to route it out through a different gateway, not the charter gateway, but a different gateway, and it works. I've tried it like that, and it works. It's a lot of hassle for me to have to route it because that network is a lot further away from me than where I am. But I think because Mac has a Linux foundation and that you could use that module if they didn't publish one already. But they might even have one already compiled and ready for Mac. I'm not sure.
I'll do a little research, see if I can figure it out. It's not a big deal. I just was at home one day with not a lot to do, and I thought, oh, I'll check this out. Surely there's a program for the computer, but I'll have to do a little more research.
I'm just going out to the site now and looking at pulling it up to see if I could see anything obvious.
4QY, I have some information regarding that.
Okay, and 4QYI, go right ahead.
Evening, gentlemen. I've got EchoLink both on my iPhone and my iPad. I downloaded the software from the EchoLink site.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it on an iPad too. It's just that the computer, there's a little difference between the mobile, the iPad and the iPhone, and the computer software, I believe.
I had an iPad or iPhone 11. I've not tried it on an older version, but it has worked on the 11 for me as well as the iPad. KM4QYI, clear.
Punch, the name here is Shane. I appreciate the information.
So I'm looking on their site. Yeah, I've got an iPad and an iPhone version of it too. That's iOS is the operating system. So three operating systems: Windows, Linux, and iOS. Windows, they have it. iOS, they have it. Linux, you can use SVX Link and Qtel, but they don't say anything on their site about having a Mac version. They've got iOS and they've got Windows, but I don't see anything on Mac.
I'm usually pretty good about finding things. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a computer guy or anything, other than I can find what I'm looking for, and I, you, usually pretty quickly, but didn't seem to be able to find something. And I thought if anybody knew, you would. Anybody that I knew on the air, anyway. I appreciate that, David.
Yeah, you might. Well, it might be a lot of work, but I'm pretty sure you can run Linux executables on a Mac because of its foundation, its underlying foundation. So you might be able to go get the pre-built binaries for SVXLink and install them. That's like open a command tool window, and you do a sudo apt-get install, and then the name of the package, and it would be like SVXLink or something like that. I'd have to do a little bit of research, and it might just install Qtel for you. And if that gets installed and you can run it, you're good to go.
I appreciate that. I'll look into that. I have boot-camped a couple of older Macs from about 5 years ago when my daughters were in college, because they both bought a Mac in high school, but then when they got to school, they were told they needed Windows, so I was able to do that, and I know that's an option, but I know there's a lot of ham radio programs that run more on Windows than Mac, so I might even consider that.
That's another possibility. Sometimes you have limited success in that area. Running an emulator on one OS for another OS, sometimes it works okay, but other times not. Okay, for Macintosh, SVXLink for Macintosh. How about that? Let me keep looking some more here. I might have stumbled on something.
But if you find something that's quick and easy, could you email the link to me? My call in for is zlk@att.net. I would really appreciate that. Just, you know, don't take any time out of your day just if you happen to find something.
So something you might think, well, I'm just finishing up work. I'm just making sure before I walk away from my terminal, nobody else pings me, because then they have to ring my phone, and sometimes I'm not in the office. But something you might keep in your head, EchoMac, ECHOMAC. And EchoHam. That might be something to do a Google search on.
That sounds familiar, and it might be what I stumbled on and didn't know enough about. That I think that's what I got, and it said it needed something else or wasn't available, and I can't remember. But that EchoMac, I know I remember that.
So the Wikipedia says open software, EchoLink compatible software for other operating systems. Open source software packages that are largely compatible with EchoLink are available for the Macintosh, EchoMac, and EchoHam, and Linux with SVXLink and Qtel. So if you go to the wiki on EchoLink and you scroll down about halfway through the page, it points you to EchoMac, which is probably what you're looking for.
Appreciate that. I'll check it out tomorrow, maybe, if I'm not too tired when I get home. Yeah, thanks for the info, and I know you've had a long day at work, so I'll let you go. Maybe I'll hear you on the net tonight. I'm almost at the office. I kind of fiddle around in the rain a little bit and get ready, so appreciate the info. W4DJW, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, one last piece of information. I went to the EchoMac page, and it says EchoMac's a client program for OS X that allows connections to the EchoLink system. And it says its requirement is OS X 10.3.9 or later with the BSD subsystem. So if your Mac is OS X 10.3.9 or later, you should be in good shape with that. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good evening. Looking forward to you checking in on the net when you're riding out a little bit later. But have a good evening. Okay. ZLK. I can remember the suffix, but I can't remember the prefix. N4ZLK, W4DJW. I'm getting old. It'll come to me in time.
I struggle sometimes with others. Thanks, Dave. And yeah, it's a new Mac, and it's been updated, so I appreciate it. Talk to you later. W4DJW, N4ZLK.